Today on the take, tariffs. Yeah, the president finally did it. Come on, go around with your boy. We're gonna try to figure out how this affects us as Europeans.
Incredible. Classes in session, the sandstorm taking human form, discussing sports and pop culture, we answering all your questions. I know what you're guessing, just an ordinary show based in London, but we different, talk about what they want, you should pay attention, politics and social issues, we running facts that the media lies about on the daily, things that they won't admit to. TK the Great, here to set the record straight, don't cry when you hear the truth, and if you do, here's a tissue, bringing you dope news, globally listen, these topics of discussion, very unique, you're out missing, just tune in the same time every day, except on the weekend, it gets raw, jumping in the deep end.
But we definitely, definitely like it in the deep end. What's up? It is the top of the 9 o'clock hour in the sexiest city in the entire world. That is London, England, which means it's 4 p.m. in the city. So nice they named it twice. New York, New York, and of course, that means it's only 1 p.m. simultaneously in the cities of angels and sin. I want to welcome you to TK's Take. I am your host, the Sandstorm, taking human form, TK the Great. You could be listening to anybody else in the world right now, but you've chosen to ride with your boy, and for that, I am grateful. I am thankful. I know I don't sound like it, but I promise you I'm humble, and I always will be. And it's funny that we're starting with "you don't know," because we don't know what Donald Trump just did, but we know what he did. But we don't know how it's going to affect us as Europeans. And I don't think that the President of the United States has thought this through fully. Now, I will give the fat rat bastard credit for this. He apparently put in some provisions for United States allies, both militarily and trade. But if his... See, he said something today that really made no sense. He said China produces more steel in a year than the United States can produce in a day. I would remind the President of the United States that 1/6 of the entire world's population rests in China. It may be a little bit more than 1/6. But it's definitely 1/6. And there was a time on this planet where China had 1/4 of the entire world's population. Now, if a country that has 1 billion people couldn't outproduce any product in a country where there is only 300 million people, there'd be something fucking wrong with that. On top of the fact that Donald Trump uses Chinese steel to make all of his little construction projects. He is so full of shit that his eyes are brown. So in a minute, I'm going to let you hear directly from the European Union's, I guess you would call her, she would be the equivalent of the Minister of Finance in the United Kingdom and the Treasury Secretary in the United States. Don't know. So, as 702 wraps up. Yes. Now we're going to go into... This is the EU, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Well, there was a draft list circulated earlier this week, Karen, that included a number of products, both agricultural, food and drink, even consumer, but of course steel as well was in there. So things like peanut butter, orange juice, cranberries, shirts, jeans, all sorts of different things that were on the list. The amount that they are hoping to try and damage in terms of the US economy is equivalent to the amount they see their own European economies being damaged by these potential tariffs on steel and aluminium. That's something that's completely permissible under WTO rules. But Cecilia Malmström also talked about very, very immediately getting ready to safeguard European steel producers because of steel that would be diverted from the US to Europe. They're worried about that depressing prices here. And then the other long-term thing in terms of action that they're proposing if the Trump White House goes ahead with these tariffs on steel and aluminium is taking the case to the World Trade Organization seeking to reverse it with non-European allies involved as well. And that's something that, of course, the Europeans saw some success with back during the George W. Bush administration back in the early 2000s when they did get the Americans to back down on potential steel tariffs. The argument there before the World Trade Organization would essentially be that the US pretext of national security is very, very paper thin. In terms of Europe, Canada, Mexico, of course, that's an argument they've all been making that this is really irrelevant. And I asked Cecilia Malmström about that. Did she feel confident about the case that they would take to the World Trade Organization undermining this concept of national security? Here's what she said.
We can't see that this section 232 referring to national security in the case of Europe and some other allies, but they have to talk for themselves, would be relevant. How can possibly such a small import of European steel, very specialized, high quality, that the American industry needs, how can that be a national security? Politically, it is hard to understand, but I think also legally, it will be very hard for the Americans to make that case.
Just wondering whether that dispute would be the first time that you would be questioning a national security pretext in front of the WTO. A lot of legal experts say that would really undermine the WTO if you pressed ahead with that. Do you agree with that?
We will take very severe, as we do, legal advice in formulating that request for a panel in the WTO and possibly again with other partners as well who are also looking into this.
And of course, European leaders, including Donald Tusk, being very critical of any potential trade tariffs in response to Trump's idea that trade wars were good, quote, and easy to win. Mr. Tusk said that trade wars are bad and easy to lose. It does seem like, as Jeff mentioned a little while ago, that the Trump administration might be potentially softening its stance, carving out exceptions for Canada, Mexico, and potentially other countries, including the European Union. At this stage, no response. But Cecilia Malmström saying that if they do have a response, the European Commission, it would be firm and appropriate.
So that leaves you with more questions probably than answers, right? Because Donald Trump has kind of backed away from, well, we need this for economic reasons and so much as national security. So you have the European Union saying, well, we don't see where this is a national security risk. And so you start to ask yourself, okay, who is telling the truth? And how do you begin to tell another nation that their national security fears are unfounded? Now, it's one, Donald Trump is a liar. The second thing, if you haven't seen the film Wag the Dog, it is, this, I have proof. I said to someone when this Stormy Daniels crap all started, I hope Donald Trump doesn't start a war. Now, a war doesn't necessarily have to be one with, as we can tell, we're at war with Russia. We all are. And for some of the people who keep saying, Russia, you've been watching too much fake news, I could literally right now play for you a clip that ran on the BBC where there's so much Russian money being laundered in the United Kingdom that we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. So, while people in Wisconsin need to understand that there are going to be tariffs on your jeans, your peanut butter, your cranberry sauce, and if you may have noticed that Brits say they don't say aluminum, it's aluminium, and I don't know why. It took a long time for your boy to say aluminum as opposed to aluminium. Listen, I still say harassed or harassment as opposed to harassed or harassment. It's one of the few times when I'm trying to flip my dialect that I don't get the accentuation correct. So what does a trade war really mean? Well, I know you guys tune in, really, to listen to me. So I try not to... Nigel. I don't know what happened. See, that's what happens on live radio, though. We're going to have to start to get these, we're going to start getting these little transitions a little crisper. So, I'm going to let somebody else for 3 minutes and 12 seconds explain to you what a trade war would look like. And then also we're going to give you a preview of tonight's show if Autumn is not there. We will simply strangle her. It's just that simple. Alright, so Nigel, if you could drop total slowly. See? Baby, I'm open. Alright, here we go.
But what would a trade war look like? Here are the facts.
With his proposal to slap a 25% tariff on steel imports and 10% on aluminum, President Trump wants to protect those industries in the U.S. That's called protectionism.
We have countries that are taking advantage of us. They're charging us massive tariffs for us to sell our product into those countries. And when they sell to us, zero. We charge them zero.
The problem is the ripple effect. If Trump taxes aluminum and steel, that affects Canada, China, and the European Union. They could retaliate and stride. Canada could stop importing California wine, and it could get personal. The European Union would target bourbon and Harley-Davidson, products that are made in these congressional leaders' states. We're stuck in a never-ending tug-of-war while businesses that were supposed to be protected start to lose their place in the economy because of inflated prices on vital materials. So, have we seen this before in history? Well, the last time a trade war took place in the U.S. was during the Great Depression in the 1930s. Congress enacted the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act with the main goal of protecting U.S. agriculture by taxing 20,000 imported goods. But the impact tells a far greater story. The increase on U.S. tariffs added economic strain to foreign countries during the Depression. In a sign of disapproval, others retaliated and also increased their tariffs. Sound familiar? Like Canada, for instance, American exports of eggs to Canada dropped from 919,543 dozen in 1929 to 13,662 dozen in 1932. As a result, in the 2 years after the act was signed into law, U.S. imports fell 40%. Banks overseas started to fail as international trade declined drastically. And world trade showed a decline of 66% between 1929 and 1934. It wasn't just the U.S. that was suffering during the Depression. It was other countries as well. So let's bring it back to the present. Trump's tariff law is expected to assist U.S. steel and aluminum producers who have long complained about unfair competition overseas.
We know when it's completely unfair. We are not protectionists. We want a level playing field. It's for our employees. to support our customers. And when we get this right, it will be great for the United States of America. We have to get this done.
However, it may not be so easy after all, especially for American consumers.
This kind of action is not going to bring back the kind of jobs that we had decades ago in the steel industry and the aluminum industry.
If implemented, steel and aluminum tariffs could hurt domestic industrial manufacturers that rely on these commodities as key raw materials in production. Harley Davidson has responded to the EU's threat to impose tariffs on motorcycles, saying it could have a significant impact on sales and customers. Some beer companies feel the same way. So, are trade wars good, as President Trump asserts? Like most things in the economy, it depends on where you sit.
And where do we sit, ladies and gentlemen? From where I'm sitting, this looks bad. Now, I didn't go to Wharton. I didn't go to Yale. I didn't go to Cambridge. I went to the University of Michigan. And I know this is bad. Apparently, the breaking news in the United States right now is a major announcement is coming on North Korea. If we can pick it up, we'll pick it up. If we can't, Autumn and I will discuss it tonight. The one thing we are going to be discussing, though, is some of the propaganda videos that the NRA is using. And if they were a terrorist group, what would we be doing to them? I think that's a valid question. Now that you should fully understand, I mean, aluminum, beer cans, steel, not just real estate. You have to start thinking about cars, refrigerators, microwaves, washing machines. Harley Davidson has said this will severely impact them. It's not just like, you know, Harley is not like Ford. If they, you know, want to stop importing Fords, you know, Harley Davidson only makes, that's it. They only make Harley Davidsons. The Republican, and I need people to understand this. Congress is a co-equal body. They were put there to be in check of a mad king, or in our case, a mad president. So despite the fact that his economic advisors have advised him against this, he did it anyway. I want to, again, go back to Wag the Dog. Wag the Dog. The president of the United States is accused of having an affair with an underaged child, female child. He invents a war. It stars Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman. If you haven't seen it, you must see this film. So, I know it's a short show. I just can't believe he actually did it. Especially while all this other stuff is going on. But again, we should expect it. Gary Cohn, gone. Hope Hicks, gone. H.R. McMaster is about to leave. And it was reported if H.R. McMaster leaves and Bolden comes in, we're all going to die. And that we was in the United States. Bolden is hawkish. You know, it amazes me how far the United States has sunk in 14 months. Not even a full 14 months. No longer the leaders of anything. And this protectionism, this isn't 1930. We're supposed to be bigger and better than that. But the State Department is not funded. This administration can't be trusted with anything. So now, as a European, you have to worry about how Brexit is going to fuck up the economy. And now we have to worry about tariffs on our goods. Now, the idiot didn't walk back saying that I'm not going to... If the things are made here, that's how you avoid the tariff. You know, I pointed out to the president, you're trying to damage these companies. Japan has these huge plants here in the United States. You also can't force companies to build in the United States. So let's stop the bullshit. Seriously. Will this start a trade war? I don't see how it won't. The reason that there is an imbalance in the trade, it's because the United States is the wealthiest nation in the world. See, we need to stop with our bullshit. This isn't about workers. This is to enrich those companies. And that's why other companies are now like, yo, Mr. President, don't do this. Now, he said in his speech, this is something, and I was trying to give him a little, you know, 30 years. He's been feeling this way longer than I've been alive. He said over 40 years. Now, I don't know if that's actually true, because anything that comes out of his mouth, you have to take with a grain of salt. I'm going to take him at his word. This is protectionism, ladies and gentlemen. This is not, you know, and he had these group of people up there, and you can tell that he didn't even talk to him, because one guy is talking about how the plant closed and his father had been at that plant, and today, you know, he's pretty happy. Donald Trump said he's looking down on you with pride, and he said, no, my father's still alive. Like, come on, Donald. Like, jeez, my crazy. It is what it is, right? I have a headache, guys. I tried a vegan, gluten-free English muffin. It was wheat. It was horrible. It was like eating cardboard. But in my quest to live longer, that's what I did. I'm not going to take up a whole bunch of your time. Like I said, we'll be back in a few hours. I can't believe that this was done, especially when it appeared yesterday that this wasn't going to happen. This meeting had been scrapped. I don't know where the United States government can move people around, fly people in. You know, the president of the United States also said, you know, well, Gary Cohn, is leaving, but maybe he'll come back, because he turned out to be a globalist. Wait, you didn't know that the former president of Goldman Sachs was a globalist? Most people are globalists, only scared, underdeveloped nations may not want to be globalists. The one thing that the internet did was erase the barriers between us. I can look at someone in the United Kingdom and they're in the United States. We can see each other. We don't have to look at pictures and talk on the phone. We can do video conferences. So, in some ways, it's good to be a globalist, right? Now, I know that a lot of European nations feel like, well, look, we had our own constitution and our own rules. The reason that you entered the European Union was because we all agreed that those things were what we all agreed on. Again, I hate to keep bringing up Napoleon, but that was Napoleon's dream. One currency, one Europe. And he thought we had to do it with war, but as it turned out, we didn't. He was just born too soon. Invented the metric system. He's just still one of the most brilliant men that ever lived. I still have a problem with him shooting the nose off the Sphinx. Don't think that just because I love you or you're a hero of mine that I won't call you out when you're wrong. And see, that's the problem I have with people who support Donald Trump. You may think that his economic policies are good. Or you may be a racist or a real protectionist when it comes to immigration. But you can't tell me that you find his other behavior okay. I would never, ever. I hate Israeli politics, but I would never call Israel a shithole country. I would never disparage its people. Even though I just told you the other night, I remember them cheering that they had bombed Palestinian schools. There are extremists in every fucking country and in every religion. I am working on having a friend of mine, the pastor, Sheldon Brown, on my show. And I know a lot of you are thinking, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, just because I don't necessarily subscribe to the same thinking, I want you to hear from what I think a Christian is supposed to be about. And he has a, which some people may think is a radical form of how to reach the youth. And I looked at him yesterday, I was like, man, that ain't gonna work. But he said to me that I like to think of Jesus as like this cool dude. So, you know, he's at a party, he's posting up on the wall, and I'm like, okay. And his mother said, Jesus, we're running out of wine. And he said, Mama, you know, that's not my problem. And she said, Jesus, come on. Just give the people some more wine so we can keep the party going. And Jesus said, all right, Mama, and bam. Now, if I was taught the turning the wine and the water story that way, I may have been more receptive to hearing it. However, I believe Jesus Christ was a prophet. I believe that the Catholic Church made him the Son of God. But I will have Pastor Brown on nonetheless, because I believe in what he's trying to do. So, I'm going to get you out of here, finally, on some SWV. Come and get some. And then tonight, we're going to talk NRA. We're going to talk Stormy Daniels. And did the DCCC overstep itself trying to mess in Texas politics? All that and more as we give you a special double take throwback Thursday edition of TK's Take. And so for Nigel, who I have perpetually locked in the Tower of London simply to do my bidding, which is to do this show and to make sure I don't go completely off the rails, I want to thank you for tuning in to a slightly abbreviated edition of TK's Take. I am your host, the sandstorm taking human form, TK the Great. And I'm out.
It leans to the side like the Eiffel Tower, nice and knotted. But we're talking about who the hell he think he is, Ryan Hightower, some damn body.
Ryan Hightower, right?
So symphony, tycoon talking, playboy fighting us limping. Check it out, after the club you can find me and my dudes up in the parking lot, Sasquatch pimping.
Balling tactics, up out of the yay all damn day.
What's up with the actress?
Let me display my survey.
We can kinda like take our time and do some more nice and slow. About 2.5 hours of romantic business, so we can hurry up and do some more Speedy Gonzales. Better get your rocks off before your daddy get home in 20 minutes. Smell me on this one.
Smell me on this one.
Sneaking out of windows. Hopping over backyard fences off the hinges. Is he fees? He finds a reason. Is he fees? He finds a reason. Trying to spit game at charging Lily.
SWV.
SWV.
Calling it the mama.